This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're back here on Sports Talk. Welcome on in. Joining us now, Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak, also WWL digital content producer. Jeff, how's it going, man? I was just reading through your update from the practice report with the Saints, and at least we got some good news on the injury update.
Yeah. You know, it's always nice to see people come back that have been gone for a while. So it was good to see Alonte Taylor out of practice today for the first time since we were out in California. He went out the final practice before the Chargers preseason game. It was late in the practice, so there wasn't any kind of notable, hey, I went out hurt. But he did say like he felt it midway through the practice. He tried to play through it. It didn't work. Good to see him out there. He's an important player for this team.
Yeah, I got to hear the audio that you sent before you came on. And, yeah, I just know he's chomping at the bit. Wouldn't commit to being back for Sunday's game, but I know Alonte's doing everything he possibly can to suit up for week one.
Yeah, when I asked him, these guys can be a little coy about the timeline.
Right.
And they don't want to throw dates out there. But, you know, I basically asked him, it's like, hey, are you ahead of schedule? Are you behind schedule? He's like, I'm way ahead of schedule. So I think that's probably where you're at right now is this is going to be a week where Alonte is going to be lobbying the doctors, being like, hey, I'm good. Like, let's go. And it's going to be up to them to kind of clear him, right? And I think that's why he doesn't want to go out there and say, oh, I'm going to play, and then have the doctors be like, nah. So I think that's really what it is you got a guy on a kind of a recovery timeline. And you just want to, you know, when you're dealing with injuries in the preseason, the most important thing is, like, yes, you want guys to be available week one. Like, that's the perfect world scenario is Alonte Taylor is out there and playing at a high level. But what you need to avoid are situations where a guy rushes back, you know, he comes back a little too soon, then it becomes this nagging thing throughout the season. You know, one injury kind of creates situations where you're trying to accommodate for it, and then you create other injuries. Like, there's this cascading effect, and then it becomes, hey, it's the entire season and you're just managing it. So I think that's when you're starting a season, that has to be a consideration of, like, yes, you might lose week one, but will that give you weeks 2 through 18 without issues? I think that's kind of where you're at. But it's good to see him back out there because he's a really important player for them. Like, as much as I like Ugo Amadi, the drop-off when you go from Alonte Taylor to Ugo Amadi is significant. So, they're at their best with him on the field.
Another positive, just one person not practicing, I guess not positive for Trevor Penning, that toe issue, still a problem for him. Not looking like he's going to be on track to suit up on Sunday.
No. And I mean, even if he was to get back to practice on Thursday or Friday,
yeah.
I mean, that would feel like that exact situation we're describing is you're just rushing a guy back because you'd want to see him get through a couple, you know, maybe not major intensity practices, but higher intensity work than he's been getting before you send him out there. And I also feel like they're okay with Dylan Radins at left guard. Is it the perfect scenario? No, but Trevor Penning isn't exactly a concrete, you know, oh, this is going to work out. Like, he's a major question mark regardless. So I don't want to send him out there for his first game at a new position, kind of as a wounded animal out there. So that's kind of where I'm at with it too, is I'm okay if you have to go with Dylan Raidens for a couple weeks. If it was any other spot on the offensive line, I might feel a little differently. But no, so he was the only player on the 53-man roster that wasn't at practice to start. Terrell Burgess, who's a safety on the practice squad, he also was not out at practice. And then Chase Young, who was at practice, he apparently aggravated a calf. It's called calf tightness, something along those lines. Kellen Moore said it's not expected to be a major issue, but it's going to be anytime you have a guy go down midweek with a soft tissue injury like that, it's going to be something that, that causes some concern, you know, and, you know, you don't want a guy, again, you're in a situation where, hey, is this the thing where we can get it fixed in 2 days and then you're fine, or you're rushing back? And it's just, we're in that kind of weird time of year where you just don't know.
So Jeff, with Chase Young, the calf injury occurred today at practice.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. He left early during practice. It didn't, as far as I know, it didn't happen while we were out there. We get about 20 minutes
right
at the start of practice. I didn't see any issues for him while we were out there, so I think it happened later in the day. But yeah, it did happen today during practice. He got, you know, he went off early. We don't have a lot of details. We didn't find out about it until the press conference. So yeah, it's just going to be something because he is a major piece. You know, you're talking about, okay, there's a lot of, there's not that many players on this roster who are currently dealing with injuries, right? The injury report was only five people long. But the players that are dealing with them are very important pieces to your defense, and Alonzo Taylor and Chase Young. Like, he's one of the reasons I feel good about the pass rush is because he's on it. You take him out of there, like, there's a reason they were willing to pay him the contract they paid him, because he's a difference maker. And I think you lose a lot if he's not out there. So hopefully it's something that is minor.
Talking to Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Another guy that's obviously important to this team, quarterback Spencer Rattler, addressing the media today as the starting QB, getting ready for week one against his old hometown team, the Arizona Cardinals. Although I think he did say he didn't grow up necessarily a Cardinals fan. But just your impressions from, you know, Spence getting ready for week one against Arizona.
Yeah, he didn't exactly say, like, I bleed gold or red or what color the Cardinals wear. You know, it wasn't exactly I grew up root for this team. He did say he went to a training camp or two as a kid. But, you know, I think even bigger than that, you know, in terms of being against the hometown team, is the Saints aren't going to be playing a lot of nationally televised games. For his family back in Arizona to watch him play, they're going to have to work hard to do it. And this will happen to be a game that's broadcast locally for them. So a lot of people will be able to see it. I'm sure he's going to have a lot of people coming to the game as well. Because I think for him, and you know, he kind of alluded to this, he wouldn't definitively say it, but like, I think he views this as kind of, hey, last year was last year, but this is my first chance as a chosen starter with the players to play with wide receivers, with an offensive line that's intact, with Alvin Kamara. And so for the same reasons it was kind of an incomplete last year, you're going to have to give him a real grade this year because this is what you have to see. And, you know, I think he's approaching it the right way. I think his mentality is right. And I asked him about, you know, how much of an emphasis it's been basically to avoid negative plays. And we had Mark Schlereth on the other night talking about this. And like, I think he's right on the money. Like for Spencer to have success on this team, he can't try to play hero ball. He can't try to put the team on his back. He needs to play within himself and take advantage of what's there. Right. I think when you talk about a guy playing on time, when you talk about a guy avoiding major mistakes, you know, part of that is like, hey, you cannot stare down a read that's never going to come open and just wait and wait and wait. And that's how you end up getting sacked as much as he did last year. He's got to be willing to make decisions quickly. And that's what we've seen during camp. And you can be wrong as long as you're wrong in a way that isn't you throwing an interception. I'm okay with him being wrong on a read if that's him pulling it down because he's not sure about it and picking up 4 or 5 yards on the ground. Because if he can keep this team ahead of the sticks, playing on schedule, you know, 3rd and 6 instead of 3rd and 12, then this is a very different offense. This is not the type of offense that's going to be dynamic when you're getting in 2nd and 15 constantly. You need to be in 2nd and 7, 2nd and 5, so the whole playbook is open to you and you can take advantage of your playmakers. And he understands that. And I think one of the big reasons he is your starting quarterback right now is because he understands that. And I think what's going to dictate how long he remains the starting quarterback is how well he operates in that way. Because again, if you're taking sacks at the rate that he was taking them last year, that's not a recipe for anybody to win. I don't care who you are. So to me, I think we'll find out pretty quickly if, you know, that was something that was a mirage in camp or if he has kind of turned a corner in that regard, because it was pretty clear throughout the season last year that just wasn't in his wheelhouse to play that way.
Yeah, looking at the, you know, weapons around him, thankfully, mostly healthy going into the year. I think Taysom Hill really the only big name that's missing from that offensive lineup. You're looking at like Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, Alvin Kamara, your offensive line basically healthy. We know Trevor Penning right now out with that toe issue. But for the most part there, you've got your wide array of weapons around you and just hoping that they can, I guess, show us a lot more than we saw in the preseason. And hopefully that was just, you know, being a very vanilla offense, not to show too much unveiling too much of this Kellen Moore offense right off the bat. But coming into this game against Arizona, I know it's a tough defense, but just hoping that they are able to put up points on the board, especially when you get in the red zone and not just settling for those field goals.
Yeah, I think for the Saints to win games this year, they're going to want to be playing from ahead. And so I think you're going to see them taking the ball first. You know, I don't think this is going to be a season where you decide to kick off. Like, I think, you know, you want to put scoreboard pressure on teams to give yourself a chance, and then you allow your defense to kind of tee off. But no, I can't remember who I was talking to about this the other day, but like, if you took all 4 NFC South teams and you said, hey, we're going to erase the quarterback and just say, who has the best roster? Right. I think you would stack the Saints roster up favorably against, you know, maybe not the Falcons. I think the Falcons have the best array of playmakers in the division. But, you know, from a top to bottom kind of perspective, like, I think the Saints roster is fine. I actually like the young players they've brought in. I think there's some key players that you need to see take steps forward. You need to see the wide receivers be healthy. Right. You'd like to see Kendre Miller kind of step into a much bigger role this year. Looks like he's ready to do that. I'd like to see Juwan Johnson take that step forward that we've all been waiting for. But I think the talent is there. The biggest question is the quarterback. The problem with that is, hey, you need the quarterback. Otherwise, it's not going to work out for you. But no, I think just generally speaking, you know, this is not. That's why when I see the 2-15 projections and like some people super down on the team, it's like, it is completely because of the quarterback. And if you get quality quarterback play, then I think this team can go out there and win some games. because I've been impressed with what I've seen on defense, right? Like, I think Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed can be a legitimate tandem. People have just forgotten about that because you spent the final 12 games of last season without seeing them. But no, I think, again, if Spencer or whoever's playing quarterback throughout the course of the season can play within themselves and not try to play hero ball, I think that the rest of this roster is capable of playing that kind of complementary brand of football. You know, and I go back to like the Teddy Bridgewater season, right? When you went 5-0 with Teddy Bridgewater, he wasn't blowing anyone's doors off. He was just playing football, you know, intelligently and taking what was there. And you were okay with winning games 13-7 like you won in Jacksonville. I think they beat the Cowboys 12-10 that year. And no one looks back and says like, wow, they didn't score a lot of points in those games. They look back and they say, wow, 5-0, right? The same way when Taysom Hill was a starter, you beat the Bucks 9-0. You know, we still do talk about that because it was a shutout. But, like, you get the idea. Like, you just got to find ways to put up a number and defend it. And I think scoring early in games is going to be a big part of that. If they're chasing on the scoreboard all day, it's going to be a rough way to go.
Jeff, when the Saints put out their list of captains, was it a surprise to you? I mean, for me, seeing two first-year guys in Brandon Cooks and Justin Reed on there, along with kicker Blake Groupie, good for him making it to the captain list, was a little bit of a surprise for me.
Yeah, I mean, you're picking two from each group, right? So they had to have a specialist on there other than, you know, like Zach Wood. And so it's cool to see Blake kind of get that honor, but there's also just not that many people to choose from. So, you know, JT Gray was that guy last year. He's obviously not here anymore, so good for Blake. It's an honor for him. As far as the, you know, the quarterback, I can't say I'm surprised just because of the situation you're in, but it is unusual. It is rare. You know, you look around the NFL and not everyone has named their starters. Like, some teams haven't done it yet. Some teams like the Ravens actually do it on a weekly basis. They actually rotate the team captains, which is an interesting approach. The Ravens, where JT Gray actually ended up, he's going to be I'm sure he's going to play real well for them. John Harbaugh is a special teams coordinator. So, I'm sure he appreciates the value of adding a guy like JT Gray. But no, I mean, I think it's not necessarily an indictment on the player per se. I think it's just kind of telling of the situation, right? Like, there's not a ton of confidence in the Saints quarterback room from an exterior perspective. And internally, I mean, if there was, he would be a captain, right? So I do think it's a situation where, you know, you're not sure if he's going to play the whole season. You don't know. And I don't think you want to strip a captaincy from someone if you end up having to put him on the bench. Maybe that played a role. I don't know. But, no, it's definitely telling of where this team is at right now, because look around the NFL and look at all the captains on the other teams, and I can guarantee you there's going to be quarterbacks on basically everyone.
Jeff, how are you feeling about this season opener on Sunday? A lot of folks I talk to me that number seems awfully high with Arizona being a 6.5-point road favorite. A lot of the folks will, you know, shoot back for me. Well, look at, you know, the Saints. You mentioned the quarterback situation and all the uncertainty there. A first-year head coach. I mean, Arizona, I know, is a good team. We talked about them being – they play hard for their head coach in Jonathan Gannon. But I don't see them as this huge world beater coming to the Dome on Sunday.
Well, hey, I mean, you can win 7-0 and cover 6.5 points. And I think it's really not about – I don't think people are anticipating the Cardinals to come in here and drop 40. But I think if they drop 30, they're going to cover that spread. If they drop 25, they're probably going to cover that spread. Because I think the issue for the Saints is not necessarily, hey, you don't have anyone who can put up points. It's that you just don't trust them to score consistently. I don't think a lot of people are going to look at the Saints and say, hey, are they going to score 20?
Right.
Maybe. But, like, that would be a great offensive output for them. And it's also week one. You just don't know, right? Like, Kellen Morris talked about this a lot, is there's a lot of unscouted looks you're going to find. The Saints, if they find a way to win this game, I would imagine a big part of that is the Cardinals have no idea what to look for on offense, no idea what to look for on defense, and that's going to be an advantage for the Saints. But the Cardinals, you know, they're going to have a lot of unscouted stuff too. So, I don't know. Like, this is the type of game, from a betting perspective, I would – stay as far away from as possible.
I like the under.
I'll definitely give you the under for sure.
Appreciate the time, Jeff. Be talking to you tomorrow on the Inside Black and Gold podcast, my man.
Sounds good, man. Thanks.
Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter and WWL digital content producer. Check out his work at WWL.com. Taking a break. We'll be back with more on WWL right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.